Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Patricia Green. Dr. Patricia Green is back. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 13 years she's been hanging out with us. Patty is professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College, co-founder of the Diana Project. She's the president's distinguished chair holder for entrepreneurship there at Babson. If you know anything about Babson, you know that they breathe and bleed entrepreneurship. It's an amazing institution. She heads up the 10,000 Women's Project. Sponsored by Goldman Sachs, which I'll get her to tell us, remind us about how that's going a little bit later on. And she's our good friend, Patty Green. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And especially here we are on the cusp of the threshold of the holiday, of the summer season, I should say. And I know that's what's on your mind, you know, helping people think about how to take some time off.
It's true. I mean, there's a mental health part of that. There's an emotional health. It can be a physical health. It's good. But at the same time, if you're running a small business, it can be really hard.
It's very hard, too. I finally took off a full week, disengaged for a full week 3 years ago, and I realized that I hadn't done that like that in 25 years.
Well, and you know, Jim, you used an important word there, too, disengaged.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing to be gone. There's another thing to be disengaged.
Right.
For any length of time. And I think
do you think disengaged means not checking email? Can you check email and still be disengaged?
I think that depends on who you are. For a lot of people, if they're checking email, it just reconnects them to the thought processes about the business,
right?
And then they have to start unwinding again. So it's like reeling them in.
But for small business though, Patty, I don't want them to feel like if they haven't achieved a disengagement bar, because most people really do get jumpy when they don't know what's going on. And I mean, mm-hmm. you can not be involved in the day to day. You cannot be solving all the problems. But to at least to maybe answer a question or two, I don't want small business owners to think that that's not a fully disengaged vacation if they do that. What do you think?
Well, and you know what? I don't think there's a should. You know, when people take any of my programs or anything like that, a lot of times they're looking for should. They're the entrepreneurs. They get to decide the should. If they feel better checking in, my cousins and I have a store in Gettysburg. You and I have talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
My cousin Sherry calls in every day to get the numbers because it helps her sleep at night
most
days. So, it's whatever works for you is what should be your vacation.
Well, but the way not to do it is the way I have done it. Years and years ago when I first started my company, I've taken my family on vacation, and they were on vacation, but I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And because I couldn't afford to be on vacation, I had stuff mm-hmm. to do. I had to pay the bills, and things were too
Absolutely.
Tight in those days. And so that was a totally engaged, or was actually no vacation for me, and it wasn't much fun for the family either. And so it was. I'm glad we did it, but it was a tough time. But it is hard for small business owners to disengage. What do you think about? I've always liked the idea of taking long weekends. And on a build up to a holiday, to a full week off. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that can work great. Absolutely should. And again, it depends on who you are, who your business, what your business is. You know, some businesses are busier in the summer, some businesses are slower in the summer, and some businesses are seasonal agnostic. It doesn't change based on the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think taking those long weekends is a great baby step to building up to be able to take a longer vacation.
Well, another thing about taking a Friday or even a Thursday and a Friday off is that you can take more of them during the year.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I always like doing is taking, in fact, for years, when I said 25 years, I didn't take a whole week off. But during those years, I did take off several three-day weekends or maybe four-day mm-hmm. weekends. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Jim, I think that goes back to what you think of vacation, you know. So 3 days vacation, local, you know, something like that sounds pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes there's a reason to do a longer vacation where you're going further away for, you know, whatever reason.
It also depends on what your family likes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's just you or just a couple, you can agree to that. But if you got little kids, that might be a little tougher. When we come back, I've got a little polling that you guys answered on our newsletter about what you're doing this year on vacations. I'm going to reveal that after this break. Patty Green and I will continue after this break. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.